This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're off and running here on a Tuesday with big breaking news this morning around your Dallas Cowboys as Matt Eberflus is gone. General at your service. There's brought us the Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. You got Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, ready to go 5 hours flawless. Wolchuk and Shia follower here. And you can watch us at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And thank you so much for making us part of your day. Somebody raised my mic, and it feels weird over here. Feels like I got to sit up really upright. So I guess strange. This will help my posture.
I blame Corey Majors.
But isn't it kind of in the way and stuff? Here?
He's tall. You know,
can I just lower
he's
that?
Tall.
There we go.
He's also got a low center of gravity, just a well-built specimen.
Super limber.
A specie like man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a big guy. That major.
Did you say limber?
But the footwork.
Limber.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at his flexibility.
Is he really have? Are you serious?
I'm serious. Yeah, like a male cheerleader background kind of stuff where you have the strength, you're throwing up, but then also he can do like the splitsy splits or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Holy gals, both her shoes with one hand right above his head.
While doing the splits.
Yep. Get out of here.
That's Corey Majors.
And the other. Did he really do that stuff?
Yeah. Dancing bear.
I would have never guessed that, but hey, all right.
That's how he met his wife.
Yeah. Cheer competition?
At Bryan Adams.
They were teammates.
Him and Bill Belichick, one and the same.
All right.
All right.
Man, I did not know that.
Well, you learn something new every day.
I'm learning. Yeah, there we go.
Indeed, sir.
Indeed, sir.
Okay, Jerry.
By the way, these power bar things taste like sawdust.
We're off and running, boys.
You might as well
dog some protein bars, squirrels. The plane has not left the tarmac.
I'm just telling you, boys.
Just listen up here, boys.
Is that one of those Atkins diet bars?
Inspired protein bars.
Like eating
cardboard.
I knew
they were bad because they left them here on the table. No one's leaving their good snacks on the table.
You know me. I will try anything. those Inspire bars, and I hope they're not a sponsor. They're not, right?
I don't think so. I'm not doing a read for them, are you?
All right, yeah, I'm not.
Okay, then.
I'd love to do a protein bar read.
You might as well put chocolate on sawdust, and that would be...
There you go.
That's my scouting
report. Chalky. Sawdust.
Yeah.
Get some protein powder and sawdust, put a couple drops of water on it, and put it in the oven for a few minutes.
That's your protein bar. My mouth is like the desert. Sahara. Yeah. I almost couldn't say it.
Too dry?
Because it's too dry.
Very brave of you to take one of those on without a bottle of water.
I'll say this. Bassick used to bring the good protein bars.
Think Thin.
And I used to steal them out of the fridge. And, he got mad. And so I started bringing boxes of them. He did. He caused a big stink. He's like, who's been stealing my damn protein bar?
I felt good because he wasn't really complaining about the Zevia drinks that I kept stealing from him.
Gosh, those are good, though.
Oh, no. I definitely went around in run around, and I was eating those bars, and he'd come in, and he was all, I'd listen to the radio. Someone's taking them, and I'm like, okay, I'd stop at the Tom Thumb and get some bars and just put them in there for him, and then he was all happy again.
It would always crack me up when Mike would get mad like that.
Oh yeah,
like I couldn't ever take it too seriously because I was like, man, you're that mad about a protein bar or a bottled water or it was quite an adventure. It was a journey working with Mike Bassick.
Oh, he's
miss him a lot. I don't know how many people are going to be missing Matt Eberflus, although the Jones family might. They really liked him, saying, having known Matt for decades, we have tremendous respect and appreciation for him as a coach and as a person, yada, yada, yada. This is the first step in that process, and we'll continue.
Was that Scotch?
I just shortened it.
Scotch typed it?
Yada, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I watched this for 17 weeks. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay, he said, after reviewing and discussing the results of our defensive performance this season, it was clear changes needed.
Yeah.
That was the yada. He says, this is the first step in that process. We'll continue that review as it applies to reaching our much higher expectations. First time in team history they gave up 30 points per game. They allowed either a touchdown or a field goal on 91 of the 177 drives on the season. Run defense was the best thing they did. It was 23rd. So they need a lot of help. How do you think this thing got sped up from 10 to 12 days to about 36 hours?
I think like what Broadus was saying there in the crosstalk, I think this is all shoddy. This is not one of those situations where the Joneses are fed up with his defensive coordinator and he's still buddies with his defensive coordinator, so he's just going to wait around for the Joneses, and they love to wait around. This is one of those where it's like, no, boys, this was your defensive coordinator, and now it's my turn. I'm going to go pick, and I'm not going to let everything dry up before I get to get out there into the market. So I think this is 100% shoddy, 10 out of 10.
I hope so.
Yeah, and I think if you want things to be different, even if you don't believe that much in shoddy, if you just want things to be different, like the Joneses, and Jerry famously said any one of 500 coaches could do it, and last year as he waded into the weirdness of that Mike McCarthy non-renewal, I guess that's what that ended up being, it just took too long. And I think this is shoddy saying, no, I want to get in here and interview the best possible candidates now because I do believe there is one or two guys out there that could make an appreciable difference for us, and I don't want him to be taking another job before we get our crack at it.
Yeah, I feel that Mike, I said Brian had his mind made up when he sent Eberflus to the press box. You knew this was going to get done.
Yeah,
they act like that. Oh well, hey, you know, you could see the field and all that. He'd had enough of standing there watching him on the sidelines.
Yeah,
he'd had enough.
I think Eberflus didn't like being disrespected that day either. I think they needed to be separated like brothers.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, listen, I've been a head coach. You know that kind of thing.
Me too.
And the writing was on the wall then for me. I applaud them for. Now I would like them to interview all the candidates, get on everybody's dance card, you know, find a way if it's Swartz, if you have to ask permission, if it's whoever you have to kind of talk to, get on their dance card, get a visit, and then make the best decision from there. But the fact that Shoddy was able to just to move as quickly, because listen, the Joneses, I worked there for 15 years. They're never going to move quick unless their feet are put to the fire. They're just not. It's like, you know, we gotta go duck hunting. You know, got Stuttgart, Arkansas. Got some ducks. You know, we need to knock down. You know, And then that's, you know, we'll make decisions later. But Shoddy, I give him credit. They obviously they respect the guy because they to make this move the way they did. I think he kind of held their feet to the fire and they made it happen. And it kind of goes to what Stephen Jones was telling us. We interviewed him that time. We asked him the question about is this, you know, he said, oh, I'm going to try and help. We try and help Shoddy the best we can. You know, we're going to try and help him, to, you know, do what we have to do. Well, if he went to him and said, hey, we need to fire this guy today, and they did it, good for them for listening to their coach.
Absolutely. I mean, it does not do them any benefit to wait. Go ahead and make the move. And it seemed like Stephen and Jerry were both pretty much like, yeah, this is a move we need to make. If you listen to them talk with us, with KNC, with Sean and RJ, like Jerry post the Minnesota game was pretty fed up. He's like, I thought we had this thing fixed after going into Detroit. And then, it ended up being two steps back. So I'm happy that this thing ended up working out. Kudos to them. Kudos to Shoddy for finally getting this thing done ahead of time and not waiting around.
I asked somebody in the organization if the Minnesota game was the tipping point, and I got left on red. You know, I said, well, hey, you know, I see what you guys did, da-da-da-da-da, and we had a little conversation, and all of a sudden, and it was was the turning point, you feel like the Minnesota game left on red.
His comment, like, it seems every quarterback has their best day against us. To me, I mean, it's like, yeah, the writing's on the wall. He knows there needs to be a change made here. Now, I do like the fact that he's also pointed out that there is personnel issues here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talent.
He's responsible for that.
You're now on like back-to-back years of terrible defense. You gave up 468 points last year. You gave up 511 points this year. Like, this is going to take more than just, okay, we are hiring a new defensive coordinator. You got to make sure you're fixing a lot of things personnel-wise as well.
Yeah, we're going to be right back here next year. I think I would be weary of taking this job if I had other options, if I was a defensive coordinator. Like Brian Flores is getting a lot of mention, Jim Schwartz, Jim Leonard, number of guys, and we'll talk about all the candidates, and maybe this is going to be a week or two long, and we'll have a lot of time really to dig in and get to know a lot of these different guys and their resumes and what they could potentially bring to the table before they get. But neither one of these guys is going to have success. I would say, you know, if I could stay in Denver, right? We have some of the best defensive personnel in the league. I don't need to go flop as a DC somewhere and have that smut on my resume of maybe setting a new record for defensive futility for the Cowboys and hell, the rest of the league, you know, because that's what's sitting here right now. You could try to blitz more, but as the Steelers showed you on Sunday night, if you say, hey, we're not going to let Derrick Henry beat us, we're going to stack the box and we're going to go get the quarterback. Well, if they block it up or a great quarterback, and about half the league is athletic quarterbacks these days, maybe even more, if they dodge that pressure and then throw bombs over the top, you can give up three touchdowns over the course of 8 or 10 minutes. So there's no good answer to this personnel. There is only trying to mitigate it and, you know, limit the damage as much as you possibly can. And I think we'll know here in 2 months' time how much of a chance this thing has of being significantly better, because they're going to have to go out in free agency and spend, I would say at least $40, maybe $60 million in annual payroll. $40 to $60 million in player contracts is what you're looking at to fix this defense, right? Plus the two draft picks.
Yeah, yeah. You need big-time turnover. Like, we can talk about, hey, using the ingredients you currently have, but hopefully a lot of those ingredients are no longer here. You're not depending on those, and you can actually go and work with the front office to try and bring in the type of guys that you think can help get your defense at least off the ground. And expectations won't be super high. Hey, can you be a top 20 defense in year one? Okay, now we've seen the improvement. We know how bad this defense was. Please, God, just don't make us the fourth worst all time, like Wolchuk was sharing with us yesterday.
All righty. The LSU Ole Miss story actually did get a little weirder. They're going to allow Charlie Weiss and Kevin Smith to continue coaching, but tight ends coach and offensive coordinator, co-offensive coordinator Joe Cox, and receivers coach and passing game coordinator George McDonald, not expected to coach in the Fiesta Bowl. So
it's very, very weird what Lane Kiffin is doing right now.
I want to go win a championship, Lane. I'm coming with you. What do you really need me to do right now? We're 3 months from spring football, bro.
You need me to help you swing and miss on Sorsby? Is that what you need? You need me to come have dinner with you so that a guy can tell you, no thanks, I'm going to go to Texas Tech? Is that what you need me for, Lane? Come on, why are we paying you all this money? Go recruit your balls off for 7 days.
You know, I think what they're really honestly worried about is that if they continue to allow these guys to coach, that all of a sudden they want to stay at Ole Miss.
Does it matter that they're under contract, though, with LSU now?
I don't know if they've officially signed contracts. That's the thing about it is.
Okay.
Because I was reading weeks ago that there were big-time non-competes involved here with the assistants that were leaving Ole Miss to LSU but going to hang around Ole Miss for the run. Yeah.
And they kicked in on the new year, which is why now it's like, okay, they got to go back to LSU unless, I guess, Lane grants them permission to stay at Ole Miss, but Charlie Weiss is still staying.
Whole thing is they had no expectation that Ole Miss was going to even make it this far, and now they're having to kind of scramble in real time.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Lane...
I think LSU was honestly worried about those guys staying at Mississippi, that Pete Golden and those guys were going to convince them to stay.
Yeah.
To turn their back on, they left and now they're, well, can we get you to come back? You know, that kind of thing. So I think that's why they're, you know, he's trying to help them to a point. You know, selfishly, I want him to not let any of those guys coach. That's selfishly. But, man, I feel bad for Ole Miss because obviously those guys can coach. You know, Charlie Weiss can coordinate an offense. Maybe his dad can't, but he can. You know, the son can. Hmm. But I feel bad for him to a point, but I also want my team to be the absolute best, too. I want them to be working on spring ball from 3 months from now and stuff
like
that.
It's just so messy. It should have been all written out and signed off on before set a foot back in Oxford.
Eric's right. They're probably in a situation where they probably, you know, they're looking at it as they didn't think that Ole Miss was going to go that far.
Yeah. You know? Mavs are 13-23. The Tank's coming along nicely as they visit the Kings tonight. What would you guys think about waiting until the summer to trade Davis? Because the more I read about this Atlanta situation and they have the New Orleans pick, they don't want to give it the potential of getting one of these top two or three guys, or maybe four guys, depending on how you look at it. I just don't think anybody, because of how the odds are smoothed out now, nobody's going to give you a lottery pick for Davis right now. But once that lottery happens and it's the eighth pick instead of a 10% chance of being one of the top two picks, then they'll deal it to you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much it's going to change in terms of what you're able to get for him, because if he plays out the rest of the season and it's every four or five games he's getting banged up, you get to the offseason, the narrative's still there, right, about just his general health, and then he's up for an extension for the contract. Like, I don't know. The whole thing's bad, and I just want to get rid of this problem as soon as possible. So in my mind, please try and get this done before this year's deadline.
Just not for Zachary Rizashe.
Yeah.
This guy's more aggressive to his coach than he is on offense or defense.
He's not been good.
I mean, they just want to give you their draft busts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing you're being offered for AD right now. So
thanks, Nico.
Yeah, it's pretty tough, but it's a fitting end to this story arc. And to your point, yeah, I can't wait till it's over. Stars are at Carolina at 6:00, trying to shake off a 5-game loser. These Hosers have lost 5 in a row, Wolchuk.
Yeah.
What's going on with your guys? The injury's getting the best of them finally?
Yeah, I want a little bit of a schneid here. And look, Casey DeSmith's coming back. Bastion's been recalled. So Jamie Benn, I don't believe, is going to be playing tonight. He's got a face injury that he suffered against Montreal. At least they got a couple of points during this skid by going to overtime. But this is a big one, and it is the Moose going up against the team that traded him to Dallas. So you'll have that storyline going tonight with Carolina and Dallas. Should be fun. I think they'll be able – like, these are two of the best teams in the NHL over the course of the last 3 to 5 years that they've been the losers in the conference championship game. Could have been Stanley Cup final teams. But I think this is going to be a fun one tonight, and I think the Stars get back in the win column.
On the other side, the champs here will play the audio. New champ crowned last night, G-Bag of the Day. Then Wolchuk's top 10, buddy. Where are you taking it?
All right, we've got the most watched college football games of all time. 877-881-1053. What's the game that you remember watching the most? That's next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Woolchuk's top 10 here in a couple of minutes. Here's Lucius with your G-Bag Day champ.
Yeah. Our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day, by the way, it happens at 5:30 every day here on The Fan, so check it out. But our winner and champ right here, it's the funniest clip from NBA 2K. They were playing online. Buddy was playing with his friend. They were in the shopping area. And if you're playing with your friend, you guys are like coordinating things together, you know what I mean? Right. Hey, go over here. Stand over there. I got your six over there. Whatever the case may be. He was trying to give his friend some instructions, and he realized his friend was kind of slow.
Away from the door.
What you mean?
Like, get away from the door.
By the door?
I said, get away from the door.
Oh, I'm away from the door.
No, walk away from it. But walk in the middle of the room. Just walk in the middle of the room.
All right, I'm in the middle of the room.
No, you're not. Is you in here with me?
No, I'm not in the middle of the room.
Bro, because I see you right here.
You see me on my game?
Yes, bro. You still by the door. Walk in the middle of the room.
No. You said I am in the middle of the room. Okay, I'm finna step in my bed. I'm in the middle of the room.
Talking about on the game. What the f*** is you talking about?
That's great.
You might be stupid. You might be stupid, bro.
You might be stupid, bro.
You might be. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Classic
you
moment.
You might be stupid. Hey, in class, you know, everybody had to read out loud and whatnot. You had to take turns. Yeah. Your paragraph and your paragraph.
Yeah.
If you made a mistake in our class, we eat you up.
Rushed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You make a mistake, stumbling or whatever, we go, stoop.
That'd have been every day for me.
Oh, that was us too.
Every day.
That was us too.
Man,
don't be the first one to make the mistake.
That stuck with me. When I'm reading my books at night to the 4-year-old, I try to read every word to the exact.
You have to.
And it is tough.
Yes.
Man. It is tough.
It's a skill, man. It's a muscle.
It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 here at 220. Zach with an H.
Let's do it. We're going to get to the most watched college football games of all time as we've got our semifinal on Thursday, starting off Thursday night, Friday night. I guess they didn't want to go up against the NFL postseason, which I totally understand. So we'll get Thursday night and Friday night college football. 877-881-1053. The college game you remember watching the most. But it's already starting to come out, boys. All the stuff on, what was Floos doing? What was he not doing?
Oh, here we go. I knew this.
Here we go. Here's our guy, No C, Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com. Matt Eberflus, another truth. He undermined his own messaging to the locker room by playing favorites despite those favorites performing poorly.
What?
Several players were more than ready to move on at DC, if only for that reason. Players want a fair shot. And I think we saw that with one Kenneth Murray. Now, Kenneth Murray, from everything I've heard, is an awesome person and a great teammate, locker room guy. But obviously, the play on the field did not dictate him playing as much as he did. So that makes a lot of sense right there. But more is going to be trickling out, I'm sure. This always happens after you get a guy that's no longer in the building. But congratulations to Indiana and Alabama. Really, Indiana. But the Rose Bowl, 23.9 million viewers in that 38-3 drubbing by the Hoosiers. It peaked at 25.6 million. According to ESPN, this year's Rose Bowl ratings up 13% from last year, which watched the Ohio State-Oregon blowout, which was terrible. It was the highest-rated college football game since we had the college football championship between Michigan and Washington. So people were plugged in for Bama and Indiana, man. I wonder if these next two games, hopefully the ratings continue to be awesome. I mean, I can't wait for Ole Miss-Miami. That one's going to be fantastic.
It's a huge number. What was the number for Cowboys-Chiefs on Thanksgiving was 47? Was that right? 47 million?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was in the 50s.
That sounds right. I think you're right. I think it was like 47.9 or something like that. But 25.6 is what it peaked at. The official recorded number was 23.9 million for this year's Rose Bowl. So pretty good, pretty strong, especially a game that was not competitive past really halftime.
57.2.
What was it?
57.2.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Yeah. All right.
My gosh. Yeah. That's fantastic. All right, so we've got honorable mention here.
Yeah.
These are the most watched games of all time.
That is weird, though, that so many people tuned in for Indiana and a non-dominant Bama team, and that so many people tuned in for Washington. I get Michigan, but Washington's side is just...
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense.
It was a national championship, so that probably helped. I mean, a lot of these on here will probably be natties. So, I mean, obviously, a championship game, you're going to want to get the tune in. The ones that did not crack the top 10, the outside looking in, you've got Clemson and Alabama from 2016 during the 2016 national championship game. This ended up being that incredible game.
Deshaun?
Yeah, Deshaun Jackson, 45-40.
Watson.
They end up getting Deshaun Watson, yeah. I think that this was the onside kick recovery. They got 26.128 million viewers. It was amazing. Bama ended up beating Clemson. You had Derrick Henry going off on a 50-yard touchdown to open the scoring. It was the O.J. Howard party in that game. I mean, he ended up getting that first-round pick selection after this game, basically. I mean, this one, it was the start of that Clemson-Alabama rivalry. This one was awesome going back and forth. You had the playoff game with Baker, Georgia, and Oklahoma that ended up going to overtime in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, that was good.
That was fantastic. 26.9 million viewers for that one. 54-48 was the final. You had Sony Michel and Roquan Smith sharing MVP honors in that one. Florida State, Oregon in the Rose Bowl as well. The Rose Bowl is just people want to tune in. I mean, aesthetically, it's the most beautiful game that you're going to watch all year. But the way the field looks, you've got the flyover, even if it has to happen at halftime. But it's without a doubt, I think, the most watched game that's not going to be a championship game.
Isn't that the all-time college football dream, is that you have the rose horizontally in between your teeth, biting down after you just won. You got confetti raining down on you. It's iconic.
It's a Heisman Trophy moment.
Yeah.
I think of Desmond Howard and guys like that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. You're right about that.
It's all time. It's college football bucket list stuff right there.
It's beautiful. The Ohio State-Alabama natty that was in the Sugar Bowl in 2015 drew $28.146 million. And the final one that didn't quite crack it was Tua coming in at halftime, Alabama-Georgia, throwing that touchdown pass for Alabama to beat the Dogs. 26-23, that one had just over 28 million people watching. But a lot of people text in, of course, Texas-USC is the game that they remember watching the most. I mean, for me,
probably number one.
Got to be number one, yeah. I mean, I think everybody, if you watch that game, you probably remember where you were, exactly how that one ended. 2-1-4, LSU-A&M, the 7-0 Teague overtime
game. I was in the stands for that one.
That had to have been.
Me and David Hellman. Young Bennett brought us.
So, funny story about Texas and USC. I was watching it. I was married at the time. I was watching it at my in-law's house in Ashland, Oregon. Actually, up in the mountains. It's called Talent, Oregon, right? And all of wife's like cousins are sitting around watching it, and I'm bummed because I had like $300 on the game. So, at some point, I yell out, "This damn Vince Young is taking all my money!" Right? And I've been playing poker online, and I'd gone up to the casino the day before. So, the next day, I wake up and like the entire house is trying to do an intervention with me over my gambling because they thought that comment meant that like I was totally broke, you know, where I just meant like my online wagering account was in the process of being emptied.
Right.
Gosh.
I'm full just saying because there's nothing wrong. Yeah.
Intervention.
Everything's okay.
What's the big deal here?
Just $300 on the national championship game, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Relax, all right? It's going to be just fine here.
Did you, in typical fashion, look at everybody and say, listen, you think I have a problem? How about you, Betsy? Let me tell you what's wrong with you.
Betsy.
Phil, I'm going to tell you something about you, Phil.
Yeah.
You know, did you go around the room and like call everybody out for having an intervention with you?
No, I did. I should have. That would have been classic.
Just lash out.
I was just trying to diffuse the moment.
Yeah.
I don't think I succeeded.
92 Charlie Ward, Florida State playing Notre Dame in the rain. Came as an instant Seminoles fan after that game. The 817 said they became a Noles fan. TCU Oregon 6-8-2 when TCU came back big after half, won an Xbox with a bet with his mom at halftime. That's pretty awesome. Good for you. You're betting with your mom. Like, hey, I bet you TCU's going to come back and win this game.
Mom already had that Xbox on deck.
That's probably
there's
the
no
was.
Way.
Yeah,
mom already had this on deck. I bet you
this was going to be
an
for your
Xbox.
Birthday, but
or she was going to give it to the neighbor kid.
Yeah, he was getting that. He was getting that box one way or the other.
Sure, here you go, kid.
All right.
Michigan App State 6-8-2. Texting that one in. That was an insane.
Were they at the game?
Yeah.
Just watching on TV.
Oh, watching
it's
on
one
TV.
Of their most memorable.
Oregon OU 2006. There were like controversial onside kicks and blocked field goals. I remember how utterly livid Sooners fans were. And Oregon OU at that time had become quite a rivalry.
Gosh. I mean, Oregon really started to peak with that Chip Kelly time. Yeah. I mean, they had the Joey
Harrington. He was a hateable guy.
Fun. Dude, Chip?
Chip.
Yeah.
Hateable guy.
Heck of an OC in college, though.
Yeah.
Now he's he got hired by somebody here recently.
Yeah.
Which school was it?
Gosh dang it.
It wasn't a huge school.
No, it's
UFL?
Not.
No, he's in D1.
Northwestern?
Yeah, Northwestern. I think it was Northwestern.
Really?
Yeah. I think Northwestern hired him to be their offensive coordinator.
I mean, think about what a difference a year makes.
Yeah.
New stadium.
You're winning championships with Ohio State.
Shouldn't have left Ohio State.
No, he shouldn't have.
I mean, you shouldn't leave these places that are like that. I mean, Matt Patricia, if he gets a job with a bad defense, he should just stay.
Mm. Well, I'm saying I wouldn't want this Cowboys DC job right now. You're signing up to get fired. It's going to be the fifth
unless
in 5 years.
If you're Mr. Cocky Confident, you're like, watch me go turn the 32nd defense into a top flight unit. That's a fast track
unless
to a head coaching job.
Unless you're on the
just watching dudes getting chewed up and spit out. Next.
I got this one. I'm the man for the job. You're telling me these defensive coordinators don't have that type of competitive spirit, that type of ego? Jim Schwartz is chomping at the bit right now to take this diaper defense and turn it into a freaking monster. The other thing that's weird is they're just not paying shoddy enough, so you can't. You're not in the $5 to $10 million DC ballpark here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're going to have to pay for a DC in this time around, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a guy like Brian Flores, 100%. Now he might get a head coaching job. Maybe that Vegas thing ends up happening, and he's not even an option for you.
I think that Jonathan Gannon's still getting paid by the Cardinals. With Clayton Adams, that could be an easy, cheap transition.
I mean, they have not hired a DC that was a former head coach. I think you got to go back to probably like Zimmer the first time he got hired. It's been that long.
Wow.
They really have not. They've always been going with the former head coach.
Maybe Shoddy Buck's the trend.
Maybe.
But I mean, there's still some solid ones, like former head coach, defensive guys right now.
Yeah. I mean, Jim Schwartz
is absolutely 100%. That guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of good names out there. I mean, Jim Leonard would be the one that's not one of those, but he did have interim head coaching in college with Wisconsin. Florida Ohio State comes in at 10th, that 2007 BCS title game with Tim Tebow. And I think that was when you had the opening kick return for a touchdown.
Ted Ginn.
And he hurt himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he still got drafted in the top 10 by the Dolphins.
All Gators after that. Yeah, Cameron, very Miami.
Unbelievable.
Number 9 most watched college football games ever, Florida State, Nebraska. 94 Orange Bowl. Were you there, Brian? Bobby Bowden's first natty with the Seminoles.
No, I was not there for the game.
28.8 mil.
I was in Green Bay watching.
Watched the undefeated Huskers lose to Florida State in that one. 8, Michigan versus Washington State. 29 million. 98 Rose Bowl, number 1 Michigan, number 8 Washington
State.
What
year was that?
The 98 Rose Bowl. This was Charles Woodson beating Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf, that's about to say, yeah.
21-16. Ohio State Miami. You go back to the game that they just were talking about, and they had bad blood for 20 years. This was the Willis-McGahee knee injury.
You got bad blood.
Oof.
My uncle, who came with me to the game just last week, was there with his dad at that game. Oh, and he says, like, we're literally hugging in celebration for, like, what he described as, like, 2 minutes, thinking they had won.
Wow.
And then everybody has to, like, go back to their sideline because even the people on the field are celebrating. It was, like, a total disaster.
34-game win streak snapped by Ohio State. 31-24, they got the win. That was Maurice Claret doing awesome things. Colorado Notre Dame, 29.6
mil. Yeah, there we go. It was that 1991?
Yep. Rocket Ismail,
man,
right?
So that run right there of Notre Dame from the late 80s into that 91 situation was just, I was locked into Rocket Ismail. Yeah. He had a kick return that he returned at start of the game, but they called it back. Hey. Colorado ended up winning that game. Yeah. Broke my heart for a while.
10-9 was the final.
Yeah.
What a crazy game that was.
Yeah, I begged my mom to stay up. I got to see it. Somebody's going to score a touchdown, Mom.
You know who the sideline reporter was for NBC?
Who?
Don Crickey.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson was the sideline reporter for 2 of these games so far that we've
out there
listed.
With one glove on.
He's doing his
right here.
Nebraska-Miami, the 95
just
Orange Bowl.
Just knifing through this defense.
Look at the way he sliced it.
Yeah. Number 4
just
is...
just choking him out right now.
Bama-Miami, 30.1 mil, the 93 Sugar Bowl. Gino Toretta.
That was George Teague still in a ball.
Yeah, it was. It was.
We drafted him after that.
Bama, Texas, 2010 BCS Natty. When you have
Colt McCoy got hurt. Yeah.
Mark Ingram was.
The stinger.
Yeah.
What a stinger. Disappointing game.
Garrett Gilbert's got to come in. He's like, what the heck is going on?
Gilbert, get in there.
Do I even have a helmet?
No, he's looking around.
Didn't Gilbert actually look respectable though? And everyone's like, oh, this guy's. And then he ended up not being.
He threw a couple tutties to Shipley in that game.
Oh, thinking,
like,
Shipley.
Okay, they got a shot.
I was thinking this was like 4 yards a pass game.
It was the best game he ever played. Yeah. It was all downhill there for Garrett Gilbert. Mm-hmm. 2 was Zeke's Ohio State, Oregon at AT&T Stadium.
AT&T Stadium.
34 mil. But number 1 is Texas USC. 35.6 million people watching Vince Young defeat Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, and the USC Trojans.
Oh, my God.
What a moment. Thank you, Wolchuk.
Going for the corner. He's got it.
Top 10 in the books. Here it's the GBAC Nation on the Fan. More college football coming up next, Eric.
Yeah, let's crank open the Darty where we go into the locker room of this playoff team, plus more fuel to the Red River rivalry next in the nation.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And got an eye on the Cowboys defensive coordinator search. And as information comes in, we'll definitely be talking about that with you throughout the day. We'll do more of that discussion coming up here at 3 o'clock. But right now it's time for a college football darty. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Portal, playoff, portal, all of it right after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again!
Well, I don't get they rain the head cold.
Okay, you got Cignetti versus Dan Lanning. We're going to go into the pregame speech, the locker room, Orange Bowl, Oregon taking the field versus Texas Tech here in just a second, but they both coached under Nick Saban, and here's their quotes on their time with Saban. Cignetti says, I felt after 1 year with Coach Saban, I learned more about how to run a program than I maybe did the previous 27 years as an assistant coach.
There you go.
My goodness.
Shots fired. Everybody he was assistant coach for.
Yeah.
My God.
For idiots. One season. Give me 11 months with Nick Saban, and I'll take that over the 27 years. You have Dan Lanning saying, I took a pay cut to go be a GA, a grad assistant there at Bama. When anybody would ask me why, I said I'm going to get my doctorate in football. Things that I thought I knew, I realized I didn't really know anything.
So,
great line.
Both of those guys going to get a doctorate in football. That is a banger of a line.
You'll learn from Nick Saban. I'll be right back.
Who wouldn't want to do that? Are you kidding me? And it's paying off in a big way for both of these guys. I don't think we've ever gone into the locker room for Cignetti. I don't think Cignetti wants cameras around. Too old school. Like, you're not getting the social media work of Indiana to go put a nice little piece together. Like, he's just one-liners, stoic face. We win. Google me. I'm out. That's all we do. But
just
Dan Lanning,
the pregame and halftime and postgame stuff you get from him.
Yeah, you're not getting anything behind the scenes. But Oregon, they do it right. Here is Dan Lanning and the pregame speech for the Ducks before taking down the Red Raiders in the Orange Bowl.
There's a saying about taking what's owed to you. Today, what's owed to you is a pound of flesh.
Pound of flesh.
And we ain't walking off the field without our pound of flesh. We ain't the same team today that we were yesterday. Ain't the same team today that we were last month, that we were last year. And toughness. Some people talk about it. Some people show it. They got a saying in Texas, man. All cap, no cattle. That's the team we're playing. It's all cap. They're front. D-line, we strike up front. All day. You can't run from us. They got to snap that ball eventually. And when they do, you make them pay. The ball. They're going to attack the ball today. Watch us attack the ball. They got to see us.
What do we think? All cat, no cattle. He says, that's the team. That's the team that we're talking about. All cap, no cattle.
Calling Joey McGuire them out a little bit, aren't they?
I mean, certainly the offense.
Is that a modern version of no hat, no cattle? Did he put in the cap intentionally or did he mess it up?
Yeah, I think he was probably just trying to evolve with the times.
I heard fooling can't get fooled again. I think that's what he did right there.
Well, salute to him. You know, I mean, that defense that he's put together, that attitude to try to bring that, you're changing decades of culture of being a finesse football team because you can't, you just can't get enough quality big players there in that state. So you got to go to California. Well, guess what? You're not getting dogs in California. Not that many of them, right? Ooh. So how do you build that culture? It starts with recruiting, but I think number two, that's a consistent message. He's always talking about that kind of stuff, like believing you are the baddest mofo within a country mile.
Yeah. Pound of flesh. You're a gladiator. Get out there and rip somebody's face off.
Yeah.
And it all is going to come to an end on Friday night, right? Nobody's imagining that a Dan Lanning speech could be good enough to beat this Indiana football team.
I don't know.
I think you could get them.
I don't know.
The Indiana, man. My goodness. I don't know.
They do seem like a wagon, but Oregon
is. They seem pretty Teflon
here. Very good football team as well. That's going to be a hell of a football game.
Very good football team. I agree. I think Indiana, we're talking about greatness.
They're peaking at the right time.
Yeah. Yeah, they're legit. Now, we got.
Who did you think was better between Ohio State? And you saw them with your own eyes, Ohio State and Indiana.
Well, you saw firsthand.
And I know that they beat him in the Big Ten championship game 13-10.
Yeah.
But I just.
It's the line of scrimmage thing again. Like, Ohio State didn't have the top tier line of scrimmage on either side of the ball that teams like Indiana and Miami have right now. I think that was the big difference right there. Like, saying under pressure. In the Indiana game, he sacked like five times. Miami, I think, sacked him maybe five times, pressured him out the wazoo. I just think there's a different level right now when you're talking about a team like Indiana and just the way that they're built and their O-line, D-line.
I think it's crazy. I think Oregon thinks the same thing.
Oregon's defensive line is nasty.
Yeah.
They are really good.
Yeah, me and Wolchek.
They're right in that conversation.
We're doing shows talking about, you know, Oregon's defense, you know.
Washington, that defensive tackle.
330-pound defensive tackles and stuff like that. I know that Indiana, I don't know, man. I think Indiana... I'm not going to say this is their time. I'm not, because I feel like this is...
They're clearly the best team right now, but I would not be stunned if Oregon were to beat them.
Yeah.
I think Oregon is very capable of doing so.
Yeah.
Dante Moore is playing at a really high level. They do have a really good defensive line. I mean, what they did against Tech, as bad as Baron Morton was, credit needs to go to Oregon. Like, that defense is really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana
right
now,
that's a Dan Lanning defense, too.
But Francisco Mendoza is playing at a ridiculous – or Fernando Mendoza is playing at a ridiculously high level.
Yeah, I just don't see anybody touching Indiana right now. But we'll see Friday night.
Did you feel like that going into that game when you expected a lot from Ohio State? You felt like going in when you were watching them that, wow, this – you're sitting there, national anthem being played – you're thinking,
I'm nervous.
That's one of the best teams in college football that I'm watching line up right there.
Yeah, and we saw them last year be able to take the L to Michigan and fuel them, and it was just different. I think part of it, too, is you can't overstate the Will Howard veteran impact at quarterback that they had last year compared to freshman Julian Sand. Lights are bright, different time. Yeah. And I think that had a lot to do with it as well. Now, the big portal news, there's plenty of it that we can get to a little bit later on in the program, but the big one here is Texas wide receiver Parker Livingstone.
Where's he going?
This is crazy.
He's out?
This dude was Arch Manning's roommate. Yeah, he entered the portal because they're going to try and upgrade their wide receiver room. But he was like Texas' most consistent wide receiver.
He's
roomie, yeah. And he's going to the rival?
He's on a collision course for Norman.
He's going to Oklahoma, huh?
Yeah.
Nuts.
The S in Livingstone stands for Sooner, and the T stands for traitor, if you ask Texas fans. Now, I think there was just a financial disagreement. I think he wanted more money, and they weren't really trying to give it to him, so he said, all right, thanks, but no thanks. I'll hop in the portal, and now he'll be catching balls from John Mateer. This is great. This is what the portal is all about.
Red River game even better.
Red River, yeah, I mean that's Arch's best friend. Is it not? I mean, outside of Bennett, of course. Yeah. I mean, this is his guy.
I
do wonder how Arch feels about this. Like, seriously, Sark, we couldn't give my best friend a little bit more money.
Well, how about him take a little bit of a pay cut to
help?
Didn't
he? Yeah. Wasn't the report he was? Arch is taking pay cuts. I'm sure he wanted some of that cheddar to go to Livingstone.
Yeah. I think this is one of those decisions. Like they moved on from Quinn Ewers. I think this was a Texas, go ahead.
We can get a better one.
Yeah, we get a better one here.
So we don't have the capacity.
We got one down and four to go here. It's the G-Bag Nation. Cowboys news coming up at 3:20. The C-Note. Wolchuk, what is next?
All right, don't let them fool you with this. And the Moose is taking on the Canes. And just how good are these final four quarterbacks? We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.